Hello, all beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of the One You podcast. This is your host, Josephine Holmberg, and remember, I'm not a native English speaker, so excuse some of my errors, and I hope you will enjoy my lovely Swedish accent. In this podcast, I want to inspire you to live a life to remember in a body that you love. Let's get into this episode. This episode is brought to you by Pod Mahal. I wanted to start a podcast for so long, but I felt so overwhelmed and I didn't know where to start. I was so busy coaching clients and running my business that I knew I would never have time to learn it all on my own. Pod Mahal takes all the tech stuff off my plate so I can just show up and record. It's been more than a creative outlet for me. It has completely transformed my marketing workflow so I can spend less time worrying about marketing my business and more time connecting with all of you. If you're ready to share your story, they can help you every step of the way. One You podcast listeners can get $100 off their self-paced PodFit course and done for you services at podmahal.com/oneyou. Welcome back to another episode of the One You podcast. I'm in a sunny Los Angeles. The weather has been really nice, actually, which makes me so happy when the sun is out. Today, I want to share some things with you guys in order for you to simplify your schedule to reach success. And when I say that, it's like in terms of getting like good routines in order to reach your goals when it comes to either like gaining weight or losing weight or even maintaining weight. So, or not even weight, like just like get to your fitness goal, whatever that is, either if it's like to lose a little bit of weight or maybe build some strength or just recomp your body, which means losing some body fat and gaining some muscle mass. I want to give you some of my basic tips and habits that I use and that I use with clients, because I have a lot of people asking me like that they feel like they're falling off or like that they can do it for a little bit, but then they fall off again. And first of all, it is important to find something that works for you and your life. And I know we're all so different, so not one thing is going to work for everybody. So it's important to take into consideration that you are different than me, for example, and you are different from your sister and your friend and your all the people around you. You're different than all the people around you. So find what works for you. But in my opinion, the most basic habits and routine are what will help you reach the most success when it comes to how you feel, your health, and all that. Don't overcomplicate things, because that's just going to overwhelm you. So instead, if you create routines that works for you and your life, you can lean on and stick to even when you're during your most stressful time. This will really helps. At least it helps me so much. Because when you do that, like even during stressful times, this will really help you to become the best, most bulletproof version of yourself, which you probably want to be. And it will also help you to like not get as stressed out about things. And because if you have a routine, you'll more so have like a good base and you'll have things to fall back on so you don't get overwhelmed. And I find myself being able to stay in a more like calm and relaxed state when I know that I have some like good routines and a good support network around me. And what I want to talk about is how you can create like a simple schedule. You can also find this in my show notes on YouTube and the podcast site as well, because it's really going to help you. But like what I usually do is that I create a simple schedule and I try to use it. Like there's going to be times when you can't use it if you're traveling, if you're going on vacation, and things are going to come up during the week. So it's not going to be perfect, but I don't want it to be perfect because you don't need to be perfect. If you try to do this like 80% of the time, that's going to be better than not like doing it not at all. So whatever you can commit to, like just try to do your best. But having a schedule And first of all, deciding your bedtime. So go to bed so you make sure that you get enough sleep so you feel rested. And here again, there's not a magic number. I can't tell you if you need like 5 hours or 8 hours or 10 hours. We're all so different. I know that my magic number is 7.5 usually. So I try to plan to get between 7 and 8 hours of sleep each night. I know that some people can sleep less and still feel good. If you're that person, you can still do that. Just like decide on like when do you need to go to bed in order to be able to wake up the time you want to wake up. So that's the first thing. And you might have to push your wake up time sometimes if you go to bed later, and it is going to change, but the more consistent you can be, the better, I would say. And then like even if you just try it out for a week, you can see if you feel better, and you can try to like try it out and see, do you need 6 hours? Do you need 8 hours? Like just try and journal and see what makes you feel the best. Number two is to always plan your workouts during the week. It really helps me. So if you decide that you want to work out 5 days a week, put them into your schedule and keep those times blocked for your workouts. If something comes up, I know life happens, so you might have to reschedule with yourself. But try like start with a number, even like 2 workouts a week. Put that into your schedule, and then you can increase if you feel like you have more time, or you can stick to those too. So, but just like making sure that you schedule actually time for yourself to work out, that helps you to keep yourself more accountable with yourself. And if you have a hard time doing it with yourself, schedule it with a trainer or schedule it with a friend, even if it's just like that you guys are checking in with each other, that you're actually going to the gym. I have clients that I just like check in with and I say like, did you actually go to the gym today? Or they're like, they have to confirm that they actually went to the gym. So sometimes there is just like good to have someone that keeps you accountable, I would say. And if you also like when it comes to workouts, find a time when you feel the best to work out. I like morning workouts. Not everybody does that. But find the time when you feel like you can be present in your workout and just work out and not have to think about everything else that is going on. I know it might be hard, but that's why I do it first thing in the morning, because I don't have all the other things to do that I do the rest of the day. So just a tip. The third one is to plan your meals for the week and try to stick to them as much as you can. I know that there might be a dinner or a lunch you need to eat out, but you can make healthy choices. Like you don't have to go bananas just because you go out on a dinner or a lunch. You can always make, most restaurants have healthy options, or I would say all restaurants, and they can accommodate you because you're the guest there. So just be aware, and planning my meals out also makes sure that I don't get too hungry, because if I do, I get hangry and I'm not fun to be around. So spoiler, I'm always trying to plan it out just for me and for all my people, like all the people around me, so they don't have to see an hangry me. It's just better. I feel better, and I don't need to let other people see when I'm hangry. So planning my meals, that really helps me out. And the fourth one is that I try to always schedule some sort of movement in, even if I know that for a period of time I don't have time to go to the gym. But I can still like go out on a walk. I can do some push-ups or like a plank at home, or glute bridges or whatever I want to do at home. There's like so many good options to do with just body weight as well. And walking, everybody can get out on a walk. So that's something I really, really, really encourage you to do, because I mentioned that in my last episode before this, that just walking outside in nature helped me to feel better when I was dealing with my Lyme disease. And in general, I know that when I've been like in like lows or like feeling like kind of down or like depressed, going out on walks always makes me feel better. I never ever regret moving my body in any way, but even more like walks, because that always gets me in a good mood. And even better if you find like some good music to listen to or a good podcast, for example, this one, or even like Jay Shetty has a really good podcast, and Louis House as well, and Ben Pakulski if you're into the body in general. So those are things that I love to do when I'm out on walks, but like moving my body, that's the best thing in the world. And I'm trying to not sit down for too long. I always try to get up and move every hour or so just to keep my body moving. I want you to just like simplify your schedule as much as you can when it comes to like your fitness goals. Don't overcomplicate things. It's not that complicated. Make sure that you have like everything planned out for each week so you don't just wing it. So simplify your schedule when it comes to your fitness goal. Decide on like a bedtime and wake up time so you get enough sleep. That's like the first thing. Get enough sleep. So if you need 7 hours, you need to decide on a bedtime and a wake up time in order to get those 7 hours, or if you need 8. But get enough sleep each night is the first thing. Then number two, plan your workouts so you have them planned during the week, so you actually set aside time for yourself to go to the gym and get a stronger, healthier body. And it doesn't need to be 5-6 days a week. It could be 1-2 if that's what you can get in there. 2 workouts is better than none. So that's awesome. And the third thing is to plan your meals out, because that will make it easier to just stick to the meals that you have at home. And then if you have to go out and eat, you can make healthy choices. I know that because that's what I do when I'm on prep, and now as well, because I love to eat healthy. And last thing is to make sure to move your body every day. Just like schedule those things. So move your body on a daily basis, even if it's just 20 minutes, but make sure that you get up and move even when you work, if you sit down all day. Plan your meals, plan your workouts, and plan your bedtimes. Get enough sleep. So I hope that helps, and send me over any questions you might have. I love to help, and let me know what you think. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the One You podcast. Please, please, please make sure to leave a review and share with someone that you think will benefit from this content. And also make sure to follow me on Instagram at I am Josephine Holmberg if you want more nutrition, training, motivation and inspiration, etc. And if you have any questions at all, please email me at josephine@josephineholmberg.com. Looking forward to see you next time.